You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 14th day of April, 2016. See, I got today's date right. I guess I have to take a few days off to reorient myself and just drop in to see what condition my condition is in. I want to thank Robbie Ravolt for filling in for me yesterday. I had a network business to do, too many things to do in too short a time. And the day before that, Tom Lacavera-Stewart filled in for me, and I am eternally grateful for that. Well, timetables have been moved up, folks. Well, somewhat. We said that we were going to make programming changes on May 1st. I think that's appropriate. May Day. Commie Day. At any rate, I have with me this afternoon Dr. Bill Deagle. Dr. Bill, how are you? Hello, Bill? Is Bill there? I hear somebody. We just had him a minute ago. I can hear something. You know what? He probably thinks there's that 5-minute bumper in front of the, at the top of the hour. And there's not. All right. So at any rate, Bill Deagle. Hello, Bill Deagle. Call him on the phone. Call him on a back line. All right. At any rate, what's going on is that, Mike Rivero was scheduled along with Dr. Bill Deagle to come on the network May 1st. But timetables have been pushed up a little bit, at least on half of that equation. And Bill Deagle is going to be joining us Monday. Okay. See, the easy way I would do that is just pick up the phone and call him. He could hear a minute ago. Somebody hit something. Hello. Bill, are you there? I can hear him. Okay. So in the meantime, what do we do here? Alright. Well, fine. Not very impressive for a new guy coming on a network, you know. Hey, there, he is. There he is. Bill.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for having me on your program, John.
Yeah, hey, Bill, we don't have a 5 or 6 minute dead time.
You start right away. That's good.
We start right away because I always looked at it this way, Bill. Why would we run somebody else's vanilla news when we are the news?
Or we're trying to make the news by, you know, the only thing between the devil and the deep blue sea is properly run media. And the worst thing about our culture is improperly run media and lies and confusion.
Well, isn't that the order of the day? You know, I've been talking to a lot of individuals, radio hosts, just people that have been around for a number of years. And we all pretty much agreed that things are getting absolutely chaotic and crazy to the point where we're just sitting back in wonderment just watching all this unfold. We know where they're going. We know how they're getting there. But we don't necessarily know their exact next move. But, hey, like I've said before, we don't need to be in the smoky little back rooms with the deals and all the naughty stuff going on to know what their agenda is.
Right. In other words, when you go to a restaurant of the New World Order, you know what the menu is, you just don't know what's going to be selected.
That's right. And I don't know if I'm going to be Guido'd by the time dessert comes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we've changed timetables. The timetable was kind of foisted on you. You were due to start on the network on, well, it was tentatively May 1st, actually. You know, I didn't even look at the calendar. What day is that? May
2nd is the Monday.
Okay, so May 2nd it would be official.
Yeah, May Day is actually Sunday, which is interesting because it's a New World Order Day. It's the end of the 13 days of pagan sacrifice, starting with Baal on the 19th of April, which we know is familiar with the Oklahoma City bombing and Columbine. And it ends on the day of Moloch, which is May Day. Interesting, it's a communist day as well.
Yeah.
Made celebrations. And it's the 13 days of Beltane, which is a human sacrifice during those 13 days.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should say that about Baal. In New York City, I think it was the Empire State Building, they were going to run a lighted version, their version, of Baal and put it up on the Empire State Building. Well, evidently enough people through the internet found out about it, started complaining, and they canceled that. And the reason I knew that about, you know, what they were doing in New York City, Bill, the other day, you know, people you hear all the time, you know, it was so much better back when, you know, yesteryear or back in the 60s or back in the 50s or the 40s. And I did a comparison one day, 1956 versus 2016. And one of the things was that a photo, a black and white photo of 1956 of the New York City skyline, the at the time considered skyscrapers, they would have the offices lit so they would make crosses. And you could see two or three of them at least in this black and white photograph. Fast forward to 2016, and there was their proposed portrait of Baal on the Empire State Building.
Yeah, it's a Palmyra gate to Baal. Now, people have to know the history of Baal. Baal means the phallic symbol of the sun god. That's what it means. And it's a pagan feast day, where they did a ritual human sacrifice of children that they conceived 9 months early during a moon feast.
Great.
And if they didn't have a child to sacrifice to on the arms of the hot coals of Moloch, which is basically an Apis bull with these hot coals in their arms, they would proxy sacrifice, in a sense, what looks like gingerbread men, little boys and girls who were made into forms of sweet cakes to the Queen of Heaven, and they would lay it on the arms of Moloch, other now is known as Baal, and they'd burn him alive.
You know, I've heard this said before, Bill, that, right. You know, as people that are Christian or whatever, they don't really care about what these people are up to. And, you know, I've heard the arguments to and fro saying that, well, yeah, we may not believe as they believe, but they believe it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. In other words, it can be fantasy, but if they believe it's firmly and they have a lot of power, they can affect the culture and put a lot of us in danger. For example, I found out years ago when I was working at Swedish Hospital Medical Center that there was a doctor within Health One Columbia that figured out a way back in the 80s how to create a valve you could put it very simply through the belly button and you could prevent all pregnancies and pelvic inflammatory disease, and it was very inexpensive. But, of course, the Planned on Parenthood, I call it, is not only wanting to do abortion to sell body parts, but it's a ceremony to Baal. It's a human sacrifice. to do abortion right up in China now. They went from their one-child policy to a two-child. The second child may not get citizenship, so that's why they're flying into Chino, California, so they can have their child in America. And although they go back to China, they're actually an American citizen by this so-called anchor baby garbage, which to me, you have to have parents that are American before your child born on American soil is an American.
I think Ted Cruz is having a similar problem right now.
Well, I think he doesn't have a legal case coming forward because he's not actually able to run for president with his current status. But Ted Cruz is backed by a lot of people. He's very intelligent. He's extremely evil. He's actually one of the establishment. He tries to pretend he's an outside guy, and he's not. There's only one outside guy, and that's Donald Trump. That's it.
Well, and it's interesting. I mean, stories are coming forth. He wrote an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal supporting the TPP and fast-tracking it. And his wife, dealing with the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, they are up to their eyeballs. They're intermeshed with the banks and the globalists and all the little organizations, the non-governmental organizations that have so much pull and sway in the process of this government and how it's run. And
right.
And this guy, I mean, my God in heaven.
Yeah.
Look who we had, a field of 15 people. They tried George Bush, the brother. They tried to get him in there. No, that wasn't happening. I don't know what the governor of Ohio, Kasich, is still doing in this thing. He's openly said, Bill, that he's hoping for a brokered convention because, well, then he has a chance. He is one of their people. All
right.
These clowns were.
He's taking George Soros money. You know, here's what's happening. If you go back to the fall of 1973, the Foreign Affairs, which is the journal for the Council on Foreign Relations, they wrote that they wanted to break the world up into 10 trade zone territories, and they wanted international trade treaties to dispense with national borders, which is why we have Hiraj, which is a Muslim invasion sponsored and pushed by the globalists, including the POTUS, the President of the United States, and the Pontifex, the Pope, who's a Jesuit. People need to know these people are globalists. And the treaties that Obama signed will make our government vestigial, which means the President, the Congress, and the Senate will have absolutely no power. Because if you have an industrial complaint, we talked about this yesterday with Harley Schlanger from the LaRouche Foundation, you have to go to the international industrial, or what we call corporate court, which is closed and has no, the state and the government and the President has no bearing on it. So if they make a judgment, you're lost. It's over. So what Obama's doing is basically with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships, he's dissolving the corporation of the United States and melding it into a territory of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And even though they said they've stopped the Trans-Texas Corridor and the sneaky Governor Perry, who won't admit to the fact, they just broke it up into smaller pieces and they're still building it all the way from Via Cardenas in Mexico to Winnipeg, Manitoba, which is the most Masonic city in Canada. And it's right through the center of the continent with not only high-speed rail, multi-level highways, gas, oil, underground transport and everything. It's unbelievable what they're doing. And it's all basically to bring everything to the center of the continent. It's also tied to resilient cities. And they went many, many times, probably up to 30 times with Obama in the last 7.5 years. It's part of a project. You can go to the website Deagle, DEAGEL.com, not my name, but DEAGEL, a military site, and it shows they predicted 9 years by 2025, the U.S. population will be reduced to 65 million, living in 12 super cities of 5 million plus. That's it. No towns, no cities, no coastal cities in the east or west coast. As they say, the buffalo will be roaming again, or God knows what.
Well, we won't be roaming on our own land, and, you know, we're conspiracy theorists. We were to be discarded and discredited by the mainstream for all these years, Bill, and we have been nothing but spot on and correct. As long as they would talk about what they were doing in the terms that they wanted to speak, well, that was fine. Nobody challenged it. But the minute we came out, talked about the very same subject matter, and then gave better detail, we were just a bunch of kooks to be ignored.
Well, that's why the 28 pages is coming out now, where they're trying to hint that they might release it. Because they want to put their spin at Anwar al-Awlaki and other so-called independent, even American-born Muslim terrorists did it, not a direct link to U.S. Space Command and NORAD, because I know from my contacts, because I was presidentially level security clear to work in the mid-90s at NORAD, U.S. Base Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, and all the classified projects, including taking care of Delta Force and Special Ops, like the Special Op team that came back from the Mirror Building. I was the sole examiner of all five Special Op team. And so I didn't become a conspiracy theorist. I was sheep-dipped through it. So, you know, this is not something I chose to know. When I went through these facilities and found it out firsthand, so it's not even open for people to dispute what I say because I've been there. And, you know, the breadth of knowledge that I have is pretty horrendous. And a lot of people, when they want to dispute it, I said, I'll give you technical details, everything. I've visited the Chandler, Arizona facility making the lower orbit satellites. I've been through the supercomputer array underground at Falcon, Colorado, Schriever Air Force Base for the World Virtual World Project, which is the Matrix. It's the central node. And what's going on now is they're moving this year to some of the final steps, which they want to blow up the economy. They've actually put government regulations to guarantee the banks would get too big, and then the banks would explode and implode and steal people's money by bailing it in. I expect that could happen as early as this year. I don't know, but I can tell you the bubble that happened in 2008 was actually manufactured by government policy.
Well, absolutely.
Their government policy forced the banks, like Goldman Sachs, to do things, and now just in the last 2 weeks, Obama has fined them $1.3 billion, now $5 billion, because they can't get the money from Congress. So they're fining these corporations for doing things that they actually forced them to do.
Well, and without full disclosure as to exactly what they have not only done, and this was between only three or four different entities, but the big player here in the United States was that Federal Reserve System, along with the World Bank.
Right.
And so on and so forth. They had their help, but we were ground zero on blowing the economies up worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
And so what happens? Number one, what is never disclosed is with all these mortgage-backed securities and all this crap they were out there writing and floating around and selling off to Joe Schmo from Kokomo, it doesn't matter if they were stateside or halfway around the globe. They never disclosed how much debt that they were talking about. And now we know that it was between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion. And
right.
Bill, nobody went to jail. If you or I let me put it to you this way. If you or I were to write bad checks and it was on a continual basis and showed a pattern, guess what? We'd be charged and possibly thrown in jail just for writing some bad paper.
Yeah, well, what they're doing now is a controlled demolition. People need to know this isn't incompetence, just like the holding back of the 28 pages that shows Saudi compliance. The American government, through the CIA and Academy, which is Blackwater Security and the Israeli Mossad, trained ISIS and ISIL, armed them to the teeth through Al Nusra Al-Qaeda and other operatives, has been setting up the Middle East to blow up, and Russia preempted that by preventing the regime change.
Right.
Everything is being engineered to blow up the economy. And when they blow it up, what will happen is they'll bail it in. And what it means is you get a haircut. Only the blade is set below your chin.
Well, okay. And we saw this in Cyprus. And the cycle that we witnessed over there is, well, in 2008, things really got unstable. And then we watched the Cyprus banks over there. Well, they gave the business accounts a small haircut. But then that wasn't enough. Then they turned on the individual depositors. And then they came out and actually made the statement, which I found astounding, and it was absolutely true. Well, it's really not the people's money anyhow. It belongs to us.
Right.
Yeah.
And if people need to know what it says on the notes, whether it's a euro or a dollar or any currency, when you actually have a Federal Reserve note, it means you are indebted to the Federal Reserve a certain amount of value. You actually don't have real money. You have what's called anti-money, almost like antimatter. It's not money. Money is gold, silver, things you can exchange like a chicken or a pig or wheat. It actually is anti-money. And people need to know that if they actually read the notes, it says you now owe the Federal Reserve System, et cetera. And they'll try to pretend it's federal, it's U.S. It's not a U.S. corporation. It's a foreign corporation where the five of the six banks are in the voting board are European. And the Queen of the Netherlands is the senior head of the Federal Reserve.
Amazing. And here we sit. And, you know, this is really ironic. Here we are 8 years post the blow-up of this economy by way of these shysters, these bankster gangsters. But still, the public at large is largely ignorant as to what happened. Now they're getting ready, Bill, for the big push. Okay, I'll tell you what, let's take a 3-minute break here. We'll be back with Dr. Bill Deagle right after this.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again, with Angioprim.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. Listen, he's sick. He's a sick.
You know, over the years, I have gotten into pitch battles with people on the founders, and many have said that, well, this was intentionally done to eventually allow jolly old England to once again take over us. And it was disheartening. It was distasteful for me to challenge the great thinkers out there that thought that they had it all sussed up. And yeah, was Ben Franklin a little jinky with some of the dealings in England? Yeah, quite possibly. Well, then the stories came forth that they were all deists and they all worshipped a different god. And the one thing that nobody could explain to me, if you're a bookie and you're going to try to rig a horse race, well, you've got to have something come out of that, don't you? You're doing it for a gain. You're not doing it for giggles. You're doing it for a financial gain. Well, it would have been the same thing with the supposed founding fathers. If they went in there and rigged a game, where was their payoff? Many of them died broke, were hunted, and not a whole lot of them came out on the better end of the stick, so to speak. And, you know, throughout the years, folks, whether it had been the post-war reconstruction in this country, whether it would have been the UCC that they brought on and the commerce clauses. And also in 1946, what did they do? Well, they pretty much through the Common Law Administrative Procedures Act. That started. So it's been a series of assaults against the Constitutional Republic for all of these years. Give you an example. In 1938, U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Erie Railroad versus Tompkins, and this is a quote, "From this day forward, all the courts in the land will be convened under negotiable instrument law." That law was codified and converted into what we now know as the Uniform Commercial Code, adopted by every state. And the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, has no relevance in the courtroom. And you'll find that, as I mentioned, in 1946, our common law courts were tossed aside. And that left us with only one thing, the soapbox. Well, here we are on our soapbox with no courts. Bill, they put the fix in here rather neatly.
Yeah, they did. We're under administrative, or they call the fringe flag and admiralty law. And the constitutional law is long gone. That's why they even put America into functional bankruptcy back in the 1930s and shipped a lot of our gold to Europe. The fact is they did this to try to shackle America, because they saw an independent America that could rise with technology and freedom to innovate, which is why China does $200 billion per year industrial espionage to steal technology, because their culture doesn't allow it. And, of course, we see now with the current policies in Europe, which the globalists are doing, Hiraj, which is a Muslim invasion, within literally as little as 5 years, it could be a Muslim superpower. And that's really dangerous, because our space command and our space shield and our weapon system are tied to the European Space Agency. All this is by design by the globalists. And people think it's an illusion. The fact is that there's four classes of people, I call it, just to use a little humor. The first group are aware and prepare. People like us ask questions. And if we don't have the answers, we at least ask good questions. The second group are the Pollyannas. They don't want to really know, and they laugh and dance through the daisies. The third group are the people that I call the pet rocks. They have a big smile, but there's nothing going on. And then the fourth group are what I call the viciously ignorant. If you raise an issue, even if you put something in front of them in video or print, they get angry and start spitting. Just for example, like some of the interviews I've seen of people that are protesting Donald Trump and making obscene statements. He's a racist. He hates women. He's this and that and everything. There's not a shred of evidence. And if you ask them for a quote, or I call the most powerful thing, because I'm half a lawyer and I've gone to court many, many times. And when you go to court, the most powerful thing you can use is quote marks, whether it's video or a physical quote of an actual book or a statement or an article. So what happens is we have a society now that has been so inured with what we call diseducation, disreligion, dispolitics, basically constantly manipulating us. That's why Mitch McConnell of the Republican Senate says he can work with Hillary Clinton, because he'd rather work with Hillary than work with someone who's a constitutional Republican supporter, Donald Trump, who actually wants to restore the Republic. He's a Thomas Jefferson. He's saying if you don't have a periodic revolution, you cannot restore the Republic.
Well, and speaking of Donald Trump, if it wouldn't have been for Trump and his comments about Vladimir Putin with the popularity that he had, this propaganda program put forth by the media that Vladimir Putin wants to start World War III and all this, and he wants to conquer Europe, and he's really an evil guy. I mean, my God in heaven. The only thing this is doing is blowing up the machinations that they've put in place. They are the ones in danger. We're the ones in danger of being free.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
We are back. What I wanted to say before the bottom of the hour break, and I was rudely interrupted by the computer clock, was that, yeah, we're in danger of gaining our freedom. What we're seeing politically is just nothing short of astounding. If you've got two lefties, two communists actually running on a Democrat ticket, and people have had it with Hillary Clinton, they're actually looking for Bernie. These are the irretrievable ones. These are the ones that have been bought off by way of government benefit, and they're going to go kicking and screaming, and they'll kick and scream at you as well if you try to take any of their benefit away that's being provided by the government. They are now codependent. They're nothing more than, well, akin to junkies, I guess you could say. They got to have their fix from the government. You know, it's rather remarkable, Bill, you know, watching this. Okay, is... what's going on now? Okay.
I'm back on Skype to connect.
There you are. Can you hear me?
I can indeed, yeah. We're all set.
Well, there's been a lot of drops. You've been experiencing a lot of drops lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I am, actually. It's interesting. You don't know whether it's a technical problem or something more malevolent. How's that?
Well, and I noticed a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to some retailers here locally in Central Texas. The digital world went down, and they claimed that, well, we can't process any debits. It's the satellite went down. Well, wait a minute. Not everybody has their data flowing through one satellite. And I've been talking to people I've experienced it on my laptop. I was doing the show with Ron McDonald on Monday, and I said, Ron, I said, what's going on? And I said, you'll be logged into a site or doing something, and all of a sudden you'll get timed out. The internet will throw you right off. And as we were speaking, it did the exact same thing to him.
Right.
So that they're doing something with the internet. Don't quite know what it is. Maybe they're doing the major reroute into their hub so they can really monitor and control. I don't know.
Well, I'll give you a couple of factoids that I know about that are classified. One of the things I learned when I was in the mid-90s at CECOM and U.S. Space Command is my guide brought me down inside the city at Falcon, which is 18 miles east of Colorado Springs. It's three higher levels of security than NORAD. It's the highest secure military base on Earth. And they have a simulation there to train people for NORAD, but they also have the Directorate for U.S. Space Command. They have a 440-seat digital theater there with former Disney technicians to teach people about all kinds of highly classified material, including foreign dignitaries underground, showing them this. They also have the direct connections to our Westminster offices for U.S. Space Command for long-range connection of our space-based weapon platforms, which are far more advanced than people can even imagine. And they also have the giant array underground of Cray 4 and Cray 5 supercomputers that is a virtual module of Earth down to a tolerance including the vertical dimension of 1.5 centimeters with an icon for every person in the first and second world considered a node with a database attached to them using the Promise software and artificial intelligence. Now, by 2003, they launched the first level of their AI systems. So they're now monitoring everybody on Earth. So they can actually target monitor you and know everything you're doing. Everything you buy, sell, what kind of socks you like, when you log onto a specific website, what time, what kind of friends you have, and Twitter, Facebook, and all these different things. When we see, for example, Zuckerberg, he's just the face of Facebook. Behind the scenes is the NSA or no such agency, which is hundreds of times bigger budget than CIA, which is CIA alone. Is far bigger than all the other secret agencies.
Did you just call the NSA no such agency?
Yeah.
Okay.
The guys inside the NSA, because I was their doctor. I remember one guy from NSA who was retired, and he said, come on out to the parking lot. And I said, well, oh, why? He said, I'll show you. Pops is drunk, and he's got this weird-looking sat phone. I said, well, I thought you were retired. He says, you don't retire from the NSA. And I said, what happened? He said, well, we used to get double-tapped, you know, two bullets to the forehead and two to the left ventricle. And they use a .22 caliber so it doesn't have an exit wound and it's not messy. But they say, don't do that anymore. We use directed energy weapons. So they can give you a stroke, a heart attack, cancer, whatever. They'll terminate you pretty quickly. What people need to know is that the level of technology is decades or centuries ahead of what people think we have. And they're ready to literally enslave the entire planet. And people think, well, this is just a sci-fi thing. No, it's not. I've actually seen it and know the technology in exquisite detail. And I only tell people about 10% of what I know because they really couldn't handle it all, to be honest with you. But people are starting to get to the point now where I just say the frogs are in a boiling beaker where they're now starting to be ready to receive because they can see it, like the bailing in Cyprus a few years ago. The three banks now, two months ago, one in Italy and one in Spain where they're bailed in their money. There's one this week in Austria where they're bailing in the money. So it means 25-30% or more of their money just goes poof and the banks get it to try to stay solvent. This is a controlled demolition. People need to start, you know, to say going into that third stage of viciously ignorant to the pet rock and move upward to the Pollyanna and then eventually say, yeah, there is something going on.
Yeah.
These guys are not nuts. They're actually telling us the truth at their own personal danger.
Well, but we're still lending credence to that which threatens us the most when they can be bypassed. What did Kennedy do back in the summer of 1963, Bill?
Right.
He gave the American people, as a matter of fact, he said in these terms, he said, I'm going to give the American people a break. I'm going to put a currency out there that basically what it did is it shut down the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And he offered a competing currency, but with at zero interest.
Right.
And everybody on this planet is reeling and they're chewing their fingernails to their elbows going, my God, what are we going to do? You just tell them they're done. We are done. If you claim you got everything on the books that we owe you, guess what? You're going to have to learn debt forgiveness real quick. You've already gotten all that you're going to get. Get out now.
Right. Well, that's why I tell people, get things like gold and silver. We have carat bars. There's even a thing called a OneCoin now that's a gold-backed cryptocurrency. People need to realize that if you don't have food, water, self-protection, and so on, I can't tell you when it's going to happen, but I can start to hear the ripping sound.
Well,
if you get newsletters like Gerald Celente's and all these news guys, they're really deep in and have a high batting average in terms of financial disasters. They're all saying all the factors are there for us to have a financial meltdown and a domino this year.
Well, I heard Soros just recently come out and admonish and say that the European Union and its unity is being threatened. And what he's suggesting is, well, to take care of these immigrants, the people from Syria and all over the globe that are immigrating to all points of the compass worldwide, is that, well, we need to find the funding to support that, and we need more bail-in money. We need to keep going. And the only thing they're doing is just further indebtedness. All this, there is no wealth being generated, Bill, none. And all this is, as you put it, and I like it, it's like negative energy. You know, what is the
anti-money? Yeah, it's a,
yeah.
What they've done is reduce the velocity of credit and the velocity of money. And the way they did that is they actually created this artificial economy with derivatives, which they did with homes first, now banks, which has sucked out so much money. If you can get five times your return with a derivatives market, rather than why build a product or service? So as a result, the real economy is suffering. It's almost like a vampire that decides he doesn't want to just come by on a full moon on a Saturday. He's going to come by every Saturday. And now the person can't make enough blood to actually still be able to live.
Well, and the cornerstone for all of their globalist ideas has always been their funny money system. And I've always contended, Bill, we get rid of that. You know, it's rather fascinating out of this field of how many politicians for the POTUS had come and gone. Not one of them said that, well, we have a problem in this country, fundamental. We're talking about adding jobs to the economy. We're talking about stability. We're talking about many things. But not one of them came out and said that, well, the only way we can have stable business is having stable currency. Not one.
Right.
Not one.
Well, the only one I know that's actually hinted at it is Donald Trump, and he says he wants to audit the Fed, which means he's a libertarian at heart. And which, when you say auditing, as soon as you audit it, means you're going to start getting rid of it. Because most people don't realize most of the debt is created by policies by the Fed Reserve. Right?
Yep.
And the overnight interest rates, charges. And also, you hear from Obama, and he says he wants to have better international tax rules. What they're really saying is they want to have, and what they've done is with the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnership, it actually puts a layer which blocks the ability to actually know where corporations are shunting money outside the country or moving business. So what Obama says is not what he says. It's like prestidigitation or magic if you go to Las Vegas. He's lying and telling you that the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships are going to help you, when in fact it's the exact opposite. Instead of transparency, so you can know if companies are moving money around and evading interest, taxes, and so on, what Obama's doing is guaranteeing that you'll never find out where that money is because it goes to this international corporation court that neither Congress or Senate or the President, even in the future, could have any intervention whatsoever because it supersedes our laws. This is evil. This man is so evil, and people are duped by him because he's a neuro-linguistic programmer. He sits there, moves very methodically, has a cadence in his voice, yeah, hypnotically to try to get you, almost like I call a snake charmer. And he's charming people into their own disaster. He's the Pied Piper of Hamelin. It's amazing.
Well, and you can only be transfixed, or you can only, your thought process is transformed if you're weak, if you're mentally weak. And the counter to that would be thought or information to counter that, which guess who has kept out of the public venue for all these years? The six corporations that control everything that you see, read, and hear.
Right, and we see this even in the alternative media. I like to subclassify things because I like to break concepts down to subconcepts so people can either laugh or cry, but at least they get a clearer idea what's going on. Most people, whether it's the newspaper, television, whatever, let's say Fox News, has only one guy that I watch once in a while, and only about 40% of what he says I consider the truth. That's Hannity. Everybody else and all the other media are either spin masters, egomaniacs, or whatever. And the same thing goes along in radio.
Well, it's not on our end. That is very interesting. That's very interesting. So they whacked the internet on our side this time? On his side. Okay. All right. This is intentional. This is absolutely, positively intentional. It's like they're shutting down bus lines and railroad lines to reroute into a new station. Only I have a funny feeling the station is for not offloading passengers, but it's for the offloading of information.
I got knocked off even on my Skype now, so I must be irritating some of the New World Order wonks.
Well, and this is troublesome because this has been going on now for 2 weeks. The likes of it I've never seen before, Bill.
Oh, the reason is, I'll tell you what, to be honest with you, your network, and I've been around a bit now, is probably the best truth-telling network out there. They're either off in outer space, like coast to coast, or they mix things together like Rents Network, and I've been a guest there for years.
Yeah.
Or at GCN, where, you know, there's a sea of mediocrity, and then there's what I call some disinformation ops. And the problem is, and I don't have to name names because anybody with two clues can figure it out, that telling the truth is a dangerous thing in a time of tyranny. And asking good questions. And what I like to do on my show is people say, well, Dr. Deagle, you're nice. I said, well, why are you delusional? I'm not nice. I'm compassionate. I'm brave, but I'm not nice. Because I'm going to ask AXE questions. I had John B. Wells on my show a few months ago. And I asked John, he has a real deep voice, very good delivery. And I said, John, you're a great guy. I said, what makes your show so popular? Because he got knocked off coast to coast because he's getting more popular than the poodle, George Norrie, on the show. And he said, I never ambush my guests. And I said, I ambush everybody, including myself. I ask questions that if I don't know, I'm going to say, well, gee, I feel stupid, but I'm going to keep on asking good questions until I get the answer.
Right.
I can't deal with cognitive dissonance. And the problem is that it doesn't matter if you're in the religious realm, the geopolitical, the financial. People especially have a degree in economics or whatever. They'll tell you stuff that's total hogwash. It doesn't compute. The same thing I find in medicine, where you tell an allopathic doctor to tell you that it's perfectly fine and vaccines are good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've done research in immunotoxicology for decades. So what I like to do is I beg people to come in and give me their level of what I call scientific and technical abuse. I ask for it. I beg for it. What I sometimes will get is ad hominem attacks, this kind of attack, that kind of attack. I said, I don't want that. I said, because I got a thick skin, it doesn't matter. I said, what I wanted you to do is show why I'm stupid or uninformed or wrong in my thesis. For example, over the months, I had Joel Skousen on the program, and he convinced me that because I was kind of wobbling in this idea whether we needed a wall. I'm absolutely certain you need a wall, but it's not the whole protection. Because I remember back in 1995, I was taking care of one of the technicians that was taking care of the Hercules giant Hercules C-130s, and the Black Hawk helicopters at Aurora Air Force Base. I took care of all these pilots and technicians. And he came in suicidal into my office late in the evening. He said, you know, you got to see me. I said, okay, I'll come in and I'll see you. And he was just sweating, suicidal. He said, I just took care of this aircraft and was loaded to the gunwale with heroin. It's one of these military aircrafts going back to Aurora. And 3 days after he came in panicky, they killed him. It's one of my patients. Similar thing happened in when I took care of the five special op team that came back from the Oklahoma City Murrah building. One guy was, you know, sweating balls and his pupils were pinpoint. And he said, Dr. Deagle, I want you to check me for radiation. I said, well, I was told it was an info bomb, you know, at the Oklahoma City Murrah building. He said, no. We had three radiation detectors go off scale. We removed two U.S. Army Corps Engineer micronutes, thermate, high explosive cord, and RDX. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. So I said, I'll order the special test and I'll call you in a couple of days. And if you need more, we'll do that. But I said, if you don't tell, I said, if you don't tell me the whole story, which he spent 2 hours plus telling me how they removed all these things, he had a loose tongue at a bar near, NORAD headquarters down in Southern Colorado Springs.
Got drunk, ran his mouth.
He ran his mouth, and what they did is they called me into the boardroom at Colorado Center for Occ.Med at St. Francis Hospital, and they were, you could tell they were hopping. And my boss was Major Swinder, and the board director and the hospital director were all there, and they were, like, threatening me. They threatened to say, you know, if you tell anybody, we're going to kill you. I countered it back because I'm a tough nut. I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference, and you're going to give me $50,000 because you're cutting me off here. And you're going to do it by tomorrow. And if you come within 500 miles of me or my family, I got friends in Delta Force and I'll take you out. And I know where you live. The next day, I got the check, the letter of reference, and nobody even had a peep coming near me.
They were trying to huff and puff and blow your house down. But
they didn't realize. I said, yeah. I haven't been in the military, but I got military genes in my body.
Okay, hold that thought. We've got a 3-minute break here. Dr. Bill Deagle is my guest, and he's coming on the network sooner than expected, and we'll get into that in a little bit.
Maybe it's timely. Maybe it's a blessing from the Most High God.
I think it may be.
It's going to be a year.
Women spend most of their younger years battling mood swings and cramping. When they get older, the relief comes in the form of hot flashes. Ugh. Thankfully, Sweet Annie Herbs has developed a new life formula for women. It's an all-natural formula full of herbs and herbal extracts that are natural sources of estrogen and progesterone. It helps relieve both PMS symptoms and menopause symptoms. New Life Formula cleanses the female system in a gentle and natural way to restore balance to your whole body. This natural hormone replacement therapy is safe for women of all ages and has no side effects. Plus, many women have seen improvements in their hair, nails, and mood. Get free shipping on your bottle now when you order from SweetAnnie.com and enter the code STAR at checkout. Visit SweetAnnie.com or call 800-995-HERB to order New Life Formula and check out all of their natural herbal formulas for joint mobility, blood pressure, men's health, and more. These statements have not been evaluated with the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We are back, and for you people out there who discovered a problem listening via your phone, here's the number that works, 605-562-5111. And ironically, if you were bumped off of the line that you were listening to, you just didn't hear me make that announcement. So at any rate, this is getting hypercritical. I don't know exactly what they're doing, Bill.
I have a pretty good idea because I work with these guys. I actually work with the guys at Lockheed Martin that actually handle the NSA systems, and I have advanced knowledge of exactly how they multiplex the signals, AI systems. I pretty well know more than any person has a pulse on the planet about this. It's not classified in an underground facility.
It's amazing. Yeah, is it any wonder that Ted Cruz got all the delegates from Colorado?
Well, and then the thing is, you know, he should say "Oh Canada" when he gets his nomination.
Yeah.
The fact is, it's not just that. It's not "Oh Canada." Remember what Trump should have done if he listened to his wife Melania, who I think is more social. Rather than being in high school retweeting about their looks because his wife is a supermodel, the real issue is that and I think this is Super PAC that supports Cruz said this. We'll send out a nasty picture, and of course, Trump, who likes to counterpunch without thinking, retweeted a picture of Melania with Heidi Cruz. What he should have said was, Heidi Cruz is an author of the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, a CFR member, a Goldman Sachs girl, and was one of the co-authors of the Project for the New American Century. If he said that in response rather than was substantive dealing with policy, that would have been a lot better. And he had driven his teeth into the situation, which is that Cruz is not an outsider, he's an insider, which is why they swung behind him in Wisconsin. And they really don't like Cruz because he's so evil, I don't think they think they can control him. So they want to jump over him too when they get to the convention.
Well, and if you've seen what talk show hosts like Mark Levine has done, what the Mormon fellow out of Texas here, he's moved down to Texas.
You're talking about Glenn Beck?
Glenn Beck, yes.
Oh, my God. He's even anointed him. If you don't know the Mormon prophecies, well, the U.S. Constitution by, I think their prophet was Wilson and Woodward in the last century, 1870-something. When the U.S. Constitution hangs by a thread, there will be a man that will come on the scene. And Glenn Beck, I don't know what his position in the Mormon Church is, but when I bought my practice in 1980, 36 years ago, I bought it from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. So I had 26,000 Mormons as my patients. 26,000, okay? Jeez. I lost 6,000 the first 6 months because I wasn't a Mormon. In fact, I wasn't going to any church because I figured from my previous experiences, which I'll expand in my own show. But anyway, the fact is, I know about Mormons. And for Glenn Beck to make this statement, a prophetic statement right from the Book of Mormon and the Pearl of Great Price and the Doctrines and Covenants, which is by Bruce McConkie, which I know, you have to understand just how evil that is. This is very, very scary stuff. Well, and the Mormon Church, by the way, are locked directly in step with the Rothschilds, because when they went bankrupt, the Mormon Church did back in the 1940s because of bad purchases of plantations in Hawaii, they were rescued by the Rothschilds. People need to know that. They need to know that they're deep inside the New World Order.
Well, and I've always said this, and you know this, there were two groups of people that were almost pre-certified, pre-approved to go into intelligence. That was Masons, and who was the other group? Mormons.
All Mormons are Masons.
Oh, there you go. All right, tell you what, got to take
highest levels. You fully understand these things. That's why it's a very small group, but they're very powerful. The power is right up there with this small group of what I call Kabbalistic Jews.
Well, but there is something that eradicates that. That's the light of day. They can't suffer that. Look, we got a top of the hour break here. I'm assuming you can hang on with me until the next hour here?
Absolutely. Oh. And I'm sure whatever topic.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to go to break here, Bill. Let me go to break. We'll be back in 90 seconds with Dr. Bill Deagle.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2000. 800-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 14th day of April 2016. Look at that, Mike. Twice in one day, I got the date right. Holy mackerel. We're talking with Dr. Bill Deagle, which will be on this network, supposed to be on May 2nd, but he's going to be here Monday. Bill, I'm going to let you handle this one as to why the move so quickly and agreements were made but broken, or whatever you would like to say about this.
Which agreement are you referring to?
I'm talking about the agreement that you put in your quit notice on April Fool's Day.
And you want me to kind of... Okay, now, you know, in medical school I asked a lot of questions, and they said I should go into pathology. But I told them, I said, you know, when you deal with pathology, all your patients are dead. He said, but pathologists know more than anybody else, and you're embarrassing us, so I'll stop asking questions in school. Now, one of the problems is I'm a straight shooter. I have a touch of what I call Trumpism or Asperger's. In other words, I can't deal with cognitive dissonance, and I'm a really poor liar. And I also have a backbone, which means I have what I call I counterpunch. Now, I try to use my common sense, but I'm not really socially advanced like my wife's a social genius. I have the social graces when someone says something wrong of a pet rock. So people need to know I'm a warthog for God. I'm going to have things that I say that some people might be offended by, but I'm just going to call it and tell the truth. Now, basically, I called into the Alex Jones show over 11 years ago, in the fall of 2004, and I told them that I was the ex-examiner for the Oklahoma City Murrah Building. So I got a call from Butch Potikum on his program, and I did an hour with Butch over 11 years ago. And about a month later, I got a call from Ted Anderson to come on and do a show a couple hours a week. Now, I'd already been doing a show on Clear Channel with a comedian, Mark Allen Curry, so I had radio experience, and I previously had a show in Colorado Springs. Our Clear Channel show was broadcast across America on Wednesday nights for 2 hours. And I would bring up health issues, geopolitical issues, other things, and we try to make jokes out of it as well as tell the truth. When I went on the program, I couldn't get enough hours, so I tried to ask them, and they weren't really very cooperative with giving more hours because I figured I needed more time to talk on my Genesis program. So I called over, and you were very cooperative, and you say, come on over, and I did. I had a program there. I got a panic call from Alex Jones now a little over 10 years ago, around February, January, February of 2006, to come back over, and I could set up my show right after his, He would have me on for monthly specials. It would be doing, if there's any topic he thought I had a level of expertise, he'd call me to come on the program and do a quick spot. I said, that's great. Okay, I'll do it. And of course, you know, I probably should have stayed with Republic Radio for all the things that happened.
Yeah, but there, now, to follow the timeline correctly, you were on this network until 2007.
Right. So I was on there for a while.
Yeah.
So what happened is they called me back to come back to Genesis, and I did. I went back there because I wanted more hours, and they said, well, you can have all the hours now. I said, okay. So I was originally getting 2 hours daily, and I think it was just about 8.5 years ago, I went to 3 hours daily, over on Genesis. And there were a lot of things they promised, but one of the worst things is when I called up Alex a few months after, because he was dealing at the time with his Professor Jones about the demolition of the World Trade Center towers. And I would come on my show because I have a background in nuclear physics. I was supposed to go to MIT in nuclear physics with a special scholarship in grade 11. And I'd also worked in radio toxicology. So I knew all of these things. So I, on my show, I pulled apart the fact that Professor Jones was saying was super thermate or thermate was incorrect. Now by 2007, I'd actually got the U.S. Geological Survey data from the debris of the World Trade Center, and I'd already been attempting for several years now to try to get the debris analyzed at labs all over North America, including my alma mater, university labs in Britain, France, and elsewhere in Germany, and I got the door slammed in my face. In fact, the last time I tried was about 3 or 4 years ago, even in Japan or South Africa. As soon as they found out it was me, they freaked out. They did fact-checked and found out. What happened is, Alex, when I called him back to say, hey, I'm ready to do some specials with you. This is when we first started. He says, you're stalking me. What do you mean stalking? Almost like a sexual thing. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding. I just called to do some specials with you. So I said, what's going on here? I mean, if you have a topic where I have a level of expertise, I said, I don't pretend I know everything about everything. In fact, I bring experts on there, financial or other people. But I learned a lesson from my father. If I can ask you enough questions and I know what I know and I know what you know, I'll know more than you. So with time having experts on of various types, I've become, pretty knowledgeable in a range of things. That people say, well, how do you know that stuff? I said, it's because I have a photographic memory and I ask a lot of questions. So what happens is Alex, is he wants to be the big kahuna over there. And if you have a topic that he doesn't like, he'll start going crazy over the fact you're doing that. So he got really upset that I tore apart his thesis that the World Trade Center towers were brought by thermite. Now, when I analyzed the data, I presented it to 5 different talks, including on depleted uranium at the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference. And the board changed right after the conference was over in 2007. I think it was like the early December, November or December. And they weren't going to give me my videos. I had 5 hours of video, a company out of Oregon. I had to threaten to sue them for 6 months to get my videos out of the conference because I had proved with almost 40 anomalies that the World Trade Center towers was demolished with a chain of micronukes, RDX, and high explosive materials that were not thermite or superthermite. Now, I have a lot of advanced background in chemistry. I start building solid fuel rockets and solid, high impact explosives at 12. Okay, I was welding rocket wings on and building solid fuel rockets at 12 years of age. So when I pulled this all apart, they went crazy because they realized any topic that Eagle touches, and one of the most touchy topics, and remember, I can say this because my mother's family were Maronite Christians, which are originally, Cohens from Beirut, Lebanon. So I got Hebrew background. So I can say this, and they can't say I'm anti-Semitic because I have Semitic background. But I refer to the state of Israel as it's a real hell, okay? Because they're steering our foreign policy and they're doing things that are putting us in grave danger, plus doing a lot of industrial espionage, I know. I even have friends inside Israel, inside the IDF, so I know how bad things are, and they're nuts. And what would happen is I'd be on air, like now, talking about a topic, and I got knocked off everything. My internet would go down, my Skype would go down, my show would go down. As soon as I got a really hot topic, many times the show would just get blacked right up. So I knew the listeners were listening and they're trying to do everything they can to panic and stop me from speaking. So somebody asked me, they've asked me repeatedly over the years, why, Dr. Deagle, don't they just kill you? because you got a big mouth and you've talked about more classified material than anybody that's ever lived. And I said, if they kill me, you might believe. They don't have an answer for that. They said, well, why aren't you scared? I said, scared isn't even a thing here. I took care of Delta Force guys and said, fear is just something you swallow so you get strong enough to be able to deal with the facts you got to deal with, whether it's jumping out of a helicopter on a wire with a backpack on to do an operation or whatever. What I see happening is this is not a rehearsal. This is the big show. If we don't battle this with the truth, with good questions, with activating people inside Delta Force and Special Ops. So I traveled around. I remember traveling around the country in 1999 before I even did any of this stuff. And I was with the Prophecy Club in 1999 to 42 cities in Israel. And I remember there were a bunch of Delta Force guys. This is after I was working at CECOM. And I was talking about the National Security Agency and DARPA and the world surveillance program called the Virtual World Project. And I had a bunch of these guys literally in tears saying I was the bravest man they ever met. And I'm saying, I'm not brave. I'm just telling the truth. He said, well, we have guys with body armor on and we have our weapons and everything. We can shoot back. And I said, look, we don't have any choice now. Whether we die or not, we got to stand up to this evil or we're done. You can't just, like, you know, cringe in the edge of your grass hut thinking that the tiger's not going to eat you because he can smell you through the grass hut.
Which is going to prompt me to ask you the next question. And I just, I don't need, and I'm sure you're not going to jeopardize yourself or anybody that you would know this from. But I can only see of one way that this republic is going to stand to rebuild, Bill. And that's, we're going to need some help from the boys on the inside.
That's it. In fact, I got lots of people to contact me. They're inside classified agencies and so on right now. And a lot of them will come under pseudonyms. And they know that things are bad. It's only a tiny percentage, even in the CIA, NSA, these other forces, that are really bad guys. But the problem is, you see, it's almost like Islam. Most people are so beat down by the organization, like even in Islam, it's 1 or 2% that are bad guys that will do anything, including beheading, blowing themselves up, and doing all kinds of horrors. But everybody else is so passive, they won't speak out for fear of their own life. And we got to get beyond that. We're not going to succeed. It's like walking a wire between skyscrapers. If you're fearful of walking between the skyscrapers, don't get on the wire. You know? You're not going to make it across unless you conquer your fear first.
And you could probably do the same feat for the same distance, 2 feet off the ground, but you're not going to do it because your fear is going to take over.
Exactly. But the problem is people need to understand that the disaster is coming so quickly now. I don't know, but it could happen this year where they blow up the economy and they have a domestic security bill, if Obama has correct, with hundreds or even thousands of these cells of Al-Qaeda and ISIS that he knows are in the country. And when they get the word, they're going to start doing horrible things to the American population, and we'll get a bipartisan domestic security bill. And Obama may preempt elections and we'll have a, quote, prez for life.
Well, and that is going to be the restoration process. Some people call it the second American Revolution.
Right.
But, you know, and Bill, you know, I have urged people, you know, I've looked at this in total for all of these years, and I have a tendency to think like they do, longer term. And they are long-term thinkers. They have plan A, yep, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, and on it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
And hold on. And what I have told people, I said, you've got a choice here of how you want to represent yourself. Do you want to present yourself to law enforcement, the powers that be, of being the maniacal, bullhorning idiot? Go ahead and prove that you're right at the trigger edge just to pull that trigger and just go ballistic on them.
Well, that's what I saw with Alex, is somebody who's bringing disrepute. I have, for example, on my program, How to Win in Court, so if people can learn pro se litigant actions, the first thing we need to do is be the fourth arm of government. Because you don't want to go to the cartridge box, because a lot of Americans and a lot of our good guys in the military are going to die. And you're right, you have to look like a rational person. And yeah, what you're doing is you're raising the issues in court, even though they say the court is a administrative court. The court really is only administrative if we as citizens don't force them to accept the fact that the Constitution is still operational.
Right.
They lie to us and say they did this procedure to move to administrative law. It's a fabrication. It's a false paradigm.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because Scalia himself, he did some rulings that I can see why they killed this guy. And I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. The Supreme Court case – United States versus Williams, 112 SCT 1735 504 US, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Justice Anton Scalia, writing for the majority, confirmed that the American grand jury is neither part of the judicial, executive, nor legislative branches of government, but instead belongs to the people.
Right.
He says it is, in effect, a fourth branch of government governed and administered to directly by and on behalf of the American people, and its authority emanates from the Bill of Rights. The acts of a grand jury is the consent of the people. It's a constitutional fixture in its own right. In fact, the whole theory of its function is that it belongs to no branch of the institutional government, serving as a kind of buffer or referee between the government and the people.
Right.
You know, and this guy.
Which means you can impeach presidents with a grand jury. You can ask for truth like these 28 pages, which they want to spin, saying it's just, you know, rogue elements that are connected indirectly with the Saudi Arabian government. But in fact, it's the state of, it's a real hell. Saudi Arabia and the CIA working to make sure they support ISIS and ISIL and even training them in 2011 in a town north of Amman, Jordan. I know this is both regular and classified facts that are so scary to me. I'm in what I call an intellectual and spiritual panic over the fact that people don't even want to challenge the facts and realize how close we are to catastrophe.
Hence my question, how many of these people, and I understand that it's a few, but that doesn't excuse the whole organization. These are all agencies right. of the government that have absolutely no root in a constitutional republic. At right. which point in time are the field hands going to go, you know what, Master? We're done with this. We're out of here.
Exactly. In fact, I think if things go crazy, one of the things that happened with the SWAT teams in New York State a few years ago was Governor Pataki. Is they met with him after they passed the state law that they're going to start seizing guns from veterans that had temporary PTSD or depression, or their wives were doing the bills, so they considered they must be mentally incompetent, so they couldn't carry a weapon even after multiple tours of duty. And they said, we'll get the first home, but the second home they'll have spotters on the roof with armor-piercing weapons, and we're not going home to mama. And so the fact is that these Delta Force guys met with the governor and said, don't try to force us to do this because we don't want to die. And the problem is, you see, the movement by Obama to put in this Merrick guy, and there's enough corrupt Republicans, they might actually get him in there. And we have such a corrupt government. For example, when you hear the Senate, Mitch McConnell saying he could work with Hillary rather than Trump, this is not reasonable. The gloves are off, the mask is off, they're no longer hiding the fact that they're devils. They're no longer hiding the fact that they really don't care about the vote of the public in terms of even selecting the Democrat or Republican appointee to run for the president. It's amazing. It's a slap in the face to the public. And I think the public has finally reached the point, whether you're a Republican or Democrat,
doesn't matter.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. And this is what I've said about Donald Trump. And he was kind of Ron Paul 2.0.
Right.
And he was tapping in, and they still didn't get it. They didn't understand. Here was this 12-term congressman that he was known on the Hill as Dr. No. He really didn't have any political power. He was on the banking committee and a few select committees up there. But we had him wrangled in. He was right. kind of the joke of Capitol Hill. We called him Dr. No. Okay, so he tries twice to get into the White House. That doesn't work. You saw how he was minimized there. Because
right.
he was open about, I want to audit and dump the Fed.
Right.
Here we go with Donald Trump that is absolutely has no control. CFR, I don't give a damn who it is. He's not out there making child sacrifices to Moloch or anything else. Right. He is completely independent, and he is a danger. And we're watching watching our government literally implode. They're panicking. Right. The Mitch right. McConnells and all these Fox, F-A-U-X, conservatives.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just pulling their hair out. My God, we got to stop Donald Trump. What they're saying
is actually that it's beyond what they call the red line now. And what that means is beyond the Rubicon. If they assassinate Trump, it'll make it even worse. If he doesn't get his the appointment after he gets a majority of votes, millions more votes, it'll go catastrophic. If they try to start seizing guns, if they get another Supreme Court justice in there,
yeah.
they'll have a violent revolution, and parts of the country will just secede.
Well, Bill, I heard the other day somebody said that, well, you know, if Donald Trump gets elected president of the United States, there's probably going to be revolution in the country. And if Donald Trump doesn't get elected president, there's probably going to be a revolution in the country.
I love his comment the other day when he's on Fox with Hannity, and he says, you know, there's going to be a very deep recession, and he paused for a few seconds to say, if I'm not elected. In other words, they keep on saying it's a recession, but when you have three negative quarters, it's called a depression.
Yeah.
Okay? We are on the verge, and it won't be just a little pleasant depression. It'll be where basically all the banks seize the money. They bail it in, which means you're an unsecured creditor.
Right.
Where your ATMs don't work. Where you can't buy groceries or fill your card. If you don't have gold and silver coins or...
Yeah. Hold on. The bump's coming to an end. I got to get out of here for break. 3 minutes, Bill. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. Want to join in?
So, I heard somebody say that 50 is the new 25. I mean, I can live with that. But isn't age just a number? I mean, if you feel good and look good, who cares about numbers anyway? I take care of myself. And, well, I use Nature's Youth RSF. From, you guessed it, Nature's Youth. Think of the money you spend on things that make you feel better for just a little bit. And then think of spending the same amount or less on something that can make you look and feel better for a lifetime. How about the facts? The ingredients in Nature's Youth RSF work naturally, providing just the right environment to support healthy HGH levels while maintaining homeostasis. RSF is non-toxic, and it doesn't contain any synthetic hormones, which can weaken your endocrine system. Simply add RSF to your sensible diet and exercise plan. You can, and will, thank me later. Forget about that aging number I mentioned, and focus on the anti-aging number. 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923, and online at naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth. Live your life.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Bill, and just to compound matters, I said this about 6-8 months ago. I said, folks, take a look at what's happening. George Soros is out there spreading money around like it's going out of style. Black Lives Matter trying to incite riots in the streets.
Right.
The majority of the black people that are paying attention in this country are looking into Black Lives Matter and going, what are you yelling about? You know, what are you yelling about?
Right. Exactly. It's the exact opposite they should be doing.
That's right.
The smart black people realize there's a 55% unemployment rate for young black men. They should be crying and thanking the God Almighty that Trump is in there getting them jobs for Americans that are Hispanic or black or whatever their background. They're Americans. You know, our nation is colorblind, and we need to get over the fact that there's these stupid accusations that because he counterpunches and he has a little bit of a loose tongue, that Trump is against women or make stupid statements like when Chris Matthews asked some questions like about abortion. He says, well, we've got to punish the woman. He didn't mean that. He just was saying all these hypotheticals, which is never going to happen. And the same with blacks. When I see smart blacks, they say, we need Trump. We want jobs. We want to have conservatism come back so there's a man in the house all the time and the state doesn't actually try to force social services on women so they've got one guy in prison having 14 kids getting honor payments in the prison from all the little mamas that are getting social service checks. They're sending a portion of it off to them as honor payments to their dada. I mean, this is what's going on, and people don't know the state and the federal government want this disaster. They want to shatter the black communities and bring in the illegal drugs because the $2 trillion of drugs that's brought into America is brought in by the CIA, FBI, and the Department of Injustice, like Fast and Furious. I know. Firsthand I know, not secondhand. And believe me, a lot of stuff I know I really wish I didn't know, but because I do and I have a big mouth and I'm fearless, I'm going to say it anyway. Because my time on this earth is limited, days, weeks, and minutes. Not going to be a day shorter or longer in God's timing if I speak out or if I be silent.
Well, and you know, Bill, I was thinking about this today after talking with you. I had a little downtime and I was sitting there just reflecting on, well, everything I could reflect on in a short amount of time.
Right.
And then I was thinking about this, and I've said this before, that here we are burning our lives up rather than taking our energies and putting it to improving things, taking something good but improving it. In other words, leaving it better than what you found it. Here we are, burning up our lives, fighting that which we shouldn't be fighting.
Wasting time, wasting efforts. We talk about every issue. For example, and I tell people on the show, there is not a problem or an issue that I cannot give you on air or on the show afterwards a technical and a step-by-step solution to every problem we have on Earth. It doesn't matter if it's energy, healthcare, whatever. I'm writing position papers that I'm sending over. I've sent over a bunch this morning already on immigration, on the Zika virus. In fact, because I did training under 1973 under a bioweaponer, Dr. Robert Brown, I know about how they make these bioweapons. And I was appointed under Reserve Admiral John Hughes in 1997 with the CDC and the FBI national directors on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter war game simulations for bioweapons and radiological weapons in downtown Denver. So people need a grasp. When I say these things, I'm a security-cleared expert on these things. I'm not just a journalist saying these things because I want to be feel special. I don't have, and they might think, well, he's an egomaniac, he's manic, he interrupts his guests, he does all these things. No, there's a difference. Competency is not the same as a narcissistic egomaniac. I am terrified with what I see happening because I see so much silence out there among my doctor and scientific and government colleagues. Why aren't they speaking out there? Afraid. I'm not afraid.
Yeah. Because living this life, this is not living life. This is surviving, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Right.
And there is no government on this planet, unless the government can prove to me that they actually granted me life, then they have absolutely no say-so on how I conduct my life, or better still, how I shuffle off this mortal coil.
Well, I was listening to a program before mine with Dr. Dahlia the other day, and God was prompting me, you've got to listen to 15 minutes before your show to the stream too over in Genesis. So I heard someone call in, and they said about their child who had cancer, and they wanted to know if they decided not to give their child alternative cancer treatment because they didn't want to put them through chemo. And the doctor went in explicit detail how it may be considered in their state a child abuse not to give conventional chemotherapy, that the child might be seized and forced to take it anyway, which there are legal precedents. They've done this in various states in the United States. And that, that you know, 80% of the time what they give really helps, but if it doesn't work, we can talk about DNR, or do not resuscitate orders.
Man. All right,
oh my God.
We got to take this bottom of the hour break. 800-313-9040. Yeah. I'll get that out. I've only said it 10,000 times. 800-313-9443. We're talking with Dr. Bill Deagle. He's going to be on RBN starting Monday.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Hey folks, Life Change T here, reminding you that colds and flus suck. Feeling lousy sucks, and allergies really can be annoying. What if you could change that? What if you could drink something that changed the sick and tired scenario? Well, you can change how you feel with a little help from Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a drink you make, you control, and you drink. There are 8 organic herbs that blend together and give you what you need to fight the flus and colds of this world. Less sickness is more relief. Life Change Tea can help with high blood pressure, constipation, high cholesterol, and much, much more. Just by drinking the tea. Read the numerous testimonies at GetTheTea.com. If you're tired of feeling lousy, order right now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. If you've heard this commercial more than once and someone's trying to tell you something, it's time to get well. GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get?
Oh, we get to deal with the company store. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
Dr. Deagle, can I ask you a question, sir?
You may indeed.
You know, there's a myth going around the alternative slash internet community where the so-called elite have to tell you their plans before they make them.
Could you please clear that up
so people can be a little more empowered?
Yeah, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's a high-level satanic Masonic thing called hoodwinking. And their way of discerning whether you're not one of their what's called non-profane is they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it, and when you don't understand it, you prove that you're actually like an animal and fit for the slaughter. It's called hoodwinking. It's an ancient principle. It deals with the fact that in the spiritual realm, whether you're good or evil, you cannot lie, which is the background reason why, for example, reverse speech works with David John Oates, who I had on the program last week. High-level Masons can't lie to other fellow high-level Masons. And what they have to do to the public is they have to tell you. That's why when I go and I give references to things that I say, they're in the open media, like the World Watch Institute documents, the Agenda 21, the Agenda 2030, articles in the Council on Foreign Relations, Foreign Affairs Journal, statements by, Jacques Cousteau and many other so globalists like Ted Turner. These are just using quote marks, video, documents that are in the public domain. But because you present them and people don't understand, they are proving that they're fit for the slaughter to those that are globalists.
Got it. So this international consortium of journalists, when you see right through that, you kind of know what's going on.
Right. In other words, they have to publish exactly what they're going to do, but people don't believe it. For example, when over almost 30 times plus the institution that's behind Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, not L-E, my name, D-E-A-G-E-L.com, a military site for aircraft and hardware and so on, but they have a prediction that they predicted that the population of the United States will be 65 million in 2025, 9 years from now, which is a reduction from currently roughly 317 million. And there will then be in the central United States in 12 super cities of 5 million plus, with each apartment or complex giving each person at least 300 square feet. These people really want to do this. They want to put us in a matrix. They want to crash the economy. They want to starve people out. They want to kill a lot of people. The latest release, and I have this article I've just sent over to RBN to post up, which is the gene plague of the Oxy-513A gene from Oxitec, from Oxford University in England, purchased that company by Intrexon. It says better living through better DNA out of Maryland. People need to understand this gene complex is a weaponizing platform for increasing all of their RNA viruses, especially, which under oxidative stress will mutate and become more pathogenic at 10,000 times faster than DNA viruses. And I know, because I know the exact procedures to weaponize any pathogen.
So you're talking about the scourge of the earth at light speed.
Right. And what they're doing is they're now, give an example. There's a number of RNA viruses, Ebola, chikungunya, and West Nile virus, that are in, say, Brazil or Central America. When people or animals get under oxidative stress and they have high free radical loads, the virus inside them, the RNA virus, mutates at up to 10,000 times faster than it would and becomes more pathogenic. So they did a gene sequence of the Zika virus before and after they introduced this new mutant called Franken mosquito. And there's only 15 base pair changes in the RNA. So it's a DNA double-stranded in the what's called a transposon, so it can insert itself anywhere in the genome of plants, animals, insects, whatever. And it jumps all over the place. It can insert multiple places in your genome, and that increased oxidative stress makes the host weaponize whatever is in it. And so what they've done is they've released literally the bottomless pit genetically to weaponize virtually every RNA virus on the planet, including if it travels, say, from Haiti, where it's now going to become endemic shortly, the Zika virus, the genes as well, when it gets to, say, West Africa, it will make the Ebola that's currently really bad many times worse.
And this is, we've heard these stories over the years, Bill, that, we want to get rid of 65-70% of the world's population.
They're not kidding.
Well, they're not kidding, but most people would think of that as by way of controlled wars. The United States has been responsible since World War II for killing 20-some million people. Well, that's a human drop in the so-called bucket because there's over 7 billion people on the face of this planet. They would necessarily have to have a weapon like that to do what they wanted to do.
Right. Well, we have everything. Since the 1950s, we've been tracking it. The male hormone levels are less than half. The sperm count is less than almost a quarter. 25% of all couples are functionally sterile, and that's without pelvic inflammatory disease. And all of this is happening, and that's why we have, at the United Nations, at least 34 different subclassifications of sexual orientation, because it's rewiring the brains of males and females so you get what we call intersex. As I said, there's a joke on the show, if you're a Florida alligator farmer, you got to turn the alligators over to tell if they're a boy alligator or a girl alligator now. So part of the reason why, besides the cultural degradation that makes it very difficult so kids can start to identify themselves as say, trans, when they're 4 and 5 years of age and their parents and the schools are trying to educate them here in California to believe this. Mm-hmm. They're also toxicologically rewiring their brains and their sexuality, because most of these endocrine disruptors are 300 times more likely to lock onto the female estrogen receptor and feminize males. That's what's going on. So people say,
well, you know, and I appreciate the answer. I'll let you guys get back to it. I'm glad you're on RBN, and I look forward to listening to you, sir. Thank you.
Call in anytime. By the way, all my consults, email, and phone are free. It's only if you dump a ton of medical records. And I'm an expert in every specialty, and I will help guide you through clinics and around the world and give you the right nutraceuticals, which are way more advanced than regular nutritionals, and give you the best of conventional medicine, surgery, and clinics to treat everything from cancer to whatever, and the technology to do most of the stuff at home or go to specialty clinics where it'll be a fraction of the cost of what would for conventional medicine in America. Because it's ridiculous here.
And just a word of warning for those that have not heard Bill Deagle before, you ask a question, you better sit down and belt yourself in.
Right, and I tell people I will give you a written response because I tend to have a fire hose of information. And if you want to, I'll send you an audio file of it so you can replay it at what I call Barry White speed.
Well, and in my assessment here about you with your photographic memory, tie that with a type A personality, and you get the fire hose.
Right. It is. I'm driven. I mean, I work 7 days a week on what I do, and I have had more experience than most people have 12 lives. And people say, well, why don't they kill you? I said, if they killed me, you might believe.
Dave in Nevada. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, how you doing, John and Mr. Deagle? Yeah, I'm prepared for the onslaught of information because I've heard Mr. Deagle on Rents before, so it wouldn't be shocking to me.
That's good. Yeah, you've been Rents prepared because I've been on his show for 4 or 5 years. Usually on a Thursday night, although it comes and goes in terms of the frequency. I was doing a show for an hour after my program on Genesis last June, but then Rents got attacked because he does a lot of things. He does a lot of things that are pretty good. They tried to kill him twice. They caused a car accident, right. Caused a subdural hematoma. And then when he got a replacement car, they cut the cables and he nearly died in that one too. Then they fried the equipment at his studios in Virginia and destroyed it, and unfortunately the guys there didn't have insurance for their equipment, and then when they set back up again, they blew their equipment all apart again. So you're not the only network that's trying to do some things correct. Rents tries to do it, but you know they've tried to kill him. Okay, so you need to understand this is not a game for the faint of heart. This is real serious stuff.
No, I understand. I know this is for real, and I didn't know that part. I know someone of the what's been going on with Rents' station, but what I wanted to ask or address to you, Dr. Deagle, is the Fukushima radiation situation.
I've been writing about for 5 years on that, and I have an article that will be finished this weekend giving a kind of a summary update, but I'm also putting YouTube and live stream premium channel videos, and they're all free. You don't need to pay a cent to watch the video, get the articles. Everything is free, and that will be up. Fukushima is thousands of times worse than Three Mile Island. And you need to understand my background. I have a background in radiotoxicology. I took care of the Savannah River nuclear plant in Savannah, South Carolina that makes all our nuclear detonators. We had major releases there when I was there in the late 80s. I took care of the nuclear plant south of Chicago. I was the director of Occam and Pekin, Illinois. And I was the senior toxicologist working under Reserve Admiral John Hughes at Rocky Mountain Occam and Rocky Flats, taking care of the engineers and nuclear technicians from NOVA that actually went on site to do groundwater sampling to see if it was moving toward the river, which goes off into Nebraska. People need to understand I have a level of expertise that is very high, and I'm willing to tell the truth, and I'm willing to ask why are my scientist colleagues, like, for example, Michio Kaku and the 40,000 scientists he says are in his scientific academies, why aren't they speaking out on the radiological desertification of the North Pacific?
I was just going to say it is absolutely non-existent. The information you told me prior to the program today that somebody that you knew came over from Europe. What did he bring? Well, he brought his radiation meter, and he's been out there sniffing around on the beaches and whatever. What did he find?
He found all kinds of things along the beaches here. The Chinese will not buy any of our filter feeding mussels, etc., along the coast of Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And I've had this Canadian diver from Newfoundland who was in British Columbia for the last 30 years And he's been on my program multiple times. He's also been on Rents Network program. And they literally tried to sue him for out telling the truth and threatening people with the truth. These scientists from the University of British Columbia and Woods Hole, Massachusetts, saying because he's saying all these things about the intertidal region, this guy is a genius. He knows exactly what he's talking about in the intertidal area. Even the insects are dead. And people need to understand, when I took my radiation detector and I fly back and forth to see my son in Portland, Oregon, this must be 3 years ago, I was watching the indicator as we got in higher altitudes, and we got within about, I'd say, 250, 300 miles to Portland. We hit a certain altitude. It went from 50 counts a minute to 2,000. So radiation plumes, when they hit North America in the air, are probably at pretty high, between 25 and 30,000 feet.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Dave, I appreciate your call. Was there anything quickly here? Because I've got the callers are backed up. I need to go through these callers. So is there anything else, Dave?
No. Just go ahead. I'll call back later. But thanks for taking my call.
Call into my show, too, and I'll answer your questions. And even after the show, I'll return your call.
Yeah, Dave.
Thanks, Dr. Deagle.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, Dave, just keep in mind, and listeners out there, and if you have email, your own little blast list, please take advantage of that. Starting Monday, Dr. Bill Deagle will be on.
You can email me over the weekend. Just go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, and they just go to the Contact Us and either call the 888 line, 888-212-8871, or email, and I'll answer their email, and I'll call back anybody in the world.
Okay. But Bill, that's not what I was going to say. I'm saying that the people are listening to this program right now that have their own email list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just want them to inform everybody that you're going to be on this network starting Monday from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, you know, I want to have as much of this audience here available for you when you hit the ground running Monday. All right.
I really appreciate that, because I feel desperate to get the truth out, because I think our time is very short.
I think it is as well. Frank in North Carolina. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, thanks. Dr. Deagle, did I hear you state that they were bringing heroin in by the plane load to...
Yeah, in fact, the technician that I took care of back in Colorado at Aurora Air Force Base, basically he freaked out and wanted me to call because he was suicidal, so I had him late in my office in the early evening. And after he told me the whole story in exquisite detail, how there were shrink-wrap pallets coming back, they suicided him. They killed him a few days later. So you need to understand, I know firsthand from multiple sources, there's lots of stories here, that the CIA protects the trade routes, the FBI inside the country, and the Department of Justice is directly allied, like Fast and Furious, with giving guns to our affiliated cartels in Mexico and Central and South America. So when Trump wants to put the wall up, I agree it's going to stop a lot of illegals coming across and other things, but we have to stop the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA from bringing in $2 trillion of drugs. It's off the limits of the Congress and Senate to even oversee $2 trillion that goes to organizations like Bechtel, building underground maglev tunnels and super cities underground at the rate in the mid-90s of every seven weeks, a brand new underground, we call hotel or lair, anywhere from 4 to 7 or 8 cubic miles in size. People need to understand what's really going on, and it's very bizarre.
All right. Frank?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Chris in Vegas. Hello. Hello, Chris.
Wow, John, what a home run in the intellectualist for the listeners just to pay attention out here has escalated 3 points with Dr. Deagle's coming on board.
Okay.
Dr. Deagle, I must take a possible alternative way of pronouncing the country that you mentioned at the first. I think it's more accurately Ishbahael. Not far from what you came to a conclusion on without my intervention, but it's just a possibility.
I like that term. That's funny. That's another good variation.
I would appreciate you maybe commenting on the absolute destruction of the Pacific Ocean related to the extinction level event of Fukushima, although it may have been man-caused rather than accidental. Thank you.
Right. Well, here's what they did. There was a berm there that if they hadn't burrowed down the berm, like a town just north of Fukushima Daiichi, the wave would not have swamped the backup diesel generators, which they should have placed a mile in further with cables. And they didn't do it, and they knew that there were potential tsunamis. Now, according to Professor McCann, who's been on my show, there's specific things like P waves that show if it's a conventional subduction fault zone, which is about 75 miles off the shore of Fukushima. that those signatures didn't happen. So there may be a possible link to an artificial tsunami created that caused this event. It turns out that Japan was sending nuclear materials to countries that were potential enemies of Israel. And there were already representations several years before with some banking issues that were told that if you didn't do certain banking details with the Rothschild banks, we could trigger off a nuclear event under one of your reactors. In one of the central islands of Japan, they did that. It broke the containment, and they had to evacuate 75,000 people within the immediate vicinity of the reactor.
Now, how many of those reactors, Bill, how many of those reactors right now leaking radiation into the Pacific Ocean?
There's six reactors on site, and there's four cooling pools. All of the reactors, the corium, they haven't done proper what's called muon scanning to see where the reactor core is in the neutron flux. They haven't done ground penetrating radar. They haven't stopped the neutron flux or stopped the water. They have put an ice wall, which is used around, say, West Virginia to stop slurry ponds. They've never used it in the past to stop nuclear materials because these nuclear materials are hot. And they'll puncture through any kind of ice wall, so you get a catastrophic collapse of the ice wall. So it's not going to work. They haven't put pylons above it to actually redirect the water because it's an aquifer that runs underneath Fukushima. They haven't put a seawall and a containment pond to try to turn the nuclear waste into a solid waste, which we've known the technology for over 30 years to do that. I've listed technical specs that they could do on the ground, like putting Kevlar spider silk tent over every reactor, stopping the neutron flux by putting hyperosmolar materials that will actually create a what's called a neutron flux damper to stop the nuclear materials acting like a lava lamp. And because you can actually fly over Fukushima Daiichi, and the neutron beams hit the nitrogen in the air, and you'll see blue beams come right out of the ground up to the lower troposphere, and you actually see these lines from 40, 50 miles away. Right now, every night you fly over within 100 miles, you can see blue light shafts of light shooting out of the ground of Fukushima into the air.
Man. Chris, anything else? I'm sorry. He's gone? Okay.
Yeah, and the ocean, by the way, is dying. I mean, there's three levels. The lowest level of radiation is increasing earthquakes and volcanoes. The second level is killing off what's called the benthic layer of the oceans. I was an oceanographer bacteriologist before I went into medicine in the early 70s, and I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace. So I know it was taken over by globalists, by these maniacs. And the top level is radiation on the surface, and that creates a foam area that can go up to 200 miles inland. And then on top of that, there's what's called the lower tropospheric radiation that's between 25 and 35,000 feet. And they stopped the flights by Malaysian Airlines, so you can only go fly once a month because we were flying more, the flight crews more than that. They were getting nosebleeds, mouth ulcers and lung problems from the accumulated radiation being cut by a constant.
They were flying right through it.
Well, they're flying through the plumes.
Well, one of the things I wanted to ask, a couple of years ago, we had incidents off of the California coast, off the western coast,
right,
that starfish were dying, literally tearing their
falling
arms
apart.
Off.
Falling apart.
Yes.
Because what it does is it damages mitochondria. When mitochondria get damaged, they produce tremendous surges of free radicals, and epigenetically your genes shut off and your cells can't reproduce or regenerate. Because nobody, no adult human on earth is older than 7 years physiologically. You rebuild your body every time you go to sleep with melatonin and the specific biophotonic things that make your cells differentiate. So other than a few neurons, your tissues are completely renewed every 7 years over gradually. You're recloning yourself into the future.
Yeah, I saw a program on the Disinformation Channel. I don't know if it was Discovery or Learning Channel. Oh, that was just a virus that affected them. All right, I've got two more calls. Yeah. Going to try to squeeze in here before the end of the program today. Michelle in Texas. Hello, Michelle. Good name, by the way.
Thank you. I was calling in because you mentioned about how these people think and many years ahead of time, you know, decades or even centuries. And I wanted to bring up that this could be a possibility regarding the 28 pages that so many people are trying to say Saudi Arabia is involved in. They could have planted that in there for just this timing.
Well, no, the 28 pages was actually the last chapter of the 9/11 Commission report. And they pointed it toward, what they did is they wanted to release this eventually and spin it that it was an independent thing. What you have to know is I knew personally the missile command director, Colonel Lynn Wills at NORAD. My son's and his sons were best friends. at NORAD, and I know the guys inside U.S. Space Command, that this 9/11 was a war game simulation. They had to insert abnormal icons for jets flying and other things that were actually inserted as a war game. So it wasn't independent Saudi Arabians. It was directly integrated with U.S. Space Command and NORAD to actually do this war game. So it wasn't a guy in renal failure in a cave in Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah.
It was our government directly collaborating with them. And that's why Senator Mineta is in this bunker with the Prince of Darkness, that's his name in the White House, Dick Cheney, saying, what do you got to do about this jet coming into the Pentagon? It wasn't a jet at all. I know from my own contacts inside the Pentagon, they had aircraft parts laying out in the sector that was hit, that was rebuilt by Britain, with Kevlar windows and with titanium alloyed steel girders in that sector that was the actual sector where the Dov Zakheim had $2.3 trillion of all these documents about the money that disappeared in the Pentagon. Those documents went poof, so you didn't worry about the comptroller of the Pentagon actually telling you where the heck the $2.3 trillion went, because they destroyed it. And that was destroyed with a missile. There was no signs of aircraft parts, and ground effect would make it impossible. I know this because I was one of the doctors for Air Force Academy, and I have Top Gun friends, and I can tell you, they told me in great detail, because I was an international Air Force examiner for pilots for both the military and non-military. It is aeronautically impossible for the jet at that speed to travel that close to the ground.
Absolutely.
There were no jet parts, no entry point into the side of the sector of the building, nothing.
Michelle? Michelle, thank you. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let me, Bill, Dr. Deegan, let me get one more in here. Mike in South Carolina. Hello, Mike. We got about 3 minutes.
Okay, Intel Report. Chris, you say this is a home run. I think it's more like a grand slam. Dr. Deagle, that cruise missile that came into the Pentagon was from the sunken Russian Kursk. That's where it came from. There's also, 30 days ago, we got information that 371 pounds of plutonium from Fukushima was shipped to Savannah Nuclear Power Site. Don't know if there's anything else out there, but
that
South Carolina is,
yeah, and by the way,
it's suing the feds for mixing the plutonium. They shouldn't be doing that. And my suggestion about to stop Fukushima is set off a nuclear power, a nuclear weapon over the top of it and evaporate everything within 6 miles and let it dissipate.
That might sound like a good idea. The best way to do it is what's called boron, super osmolar boron, and actually hit it with a harmonic frequency to crystallize it so it catches the neutron flux. You want to make what's called a crystalline sarcophagus and stop all water. Your two enemies in Fukushima are water and neutron flux. That's it.
Right.
And if you understand that, you can make a crystalline sarcophagus and we'll seal it off for millennia. The problem is you don't want to blow it up, because what's happening right now is forming steam tubes, because these corium are generating what's called steam and tritium, and it's creating steam tubes miles out into the ocean floor and then shooting up with all these radiotoxins. And it's not just destroying the northern hemisphere. Most people don't realize there's trans-equatorial currents that carry 300 times more water from the northern to southern hemisphere every day. And so there's also a surge of transoceanic currents that cross and hit the coast of South America. So there's a bloom of all kinds of toxic organisms growing off the coast of South America. What is it called? There's a type of squid that is very deadly. If you go and research it, you'll see off the coast it's blooming like crazy since Fukushima. And some organisms are not killed off as readily by radiation. And this is massively increasing the death in the oceans of literally the entire benthic layer.
All right, Dr. Bill, we're flat out of time. Mike, thank you for your call. Bill, we'll see you on the airwaves starting Monday, 12 noon Central Time to 3 p.m., and I suspect that the other counterpart will probably be joining you sooner than later.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to help get the truth out.
Well, this is the place to do it. I've never been afraid of these clowns, because this isn't life worth living. I want to get back to the serious business of living life in full measure.
Right, exactly. It's not how many days you get, it's how well you live those days.
There you go. Thank you, Bill.
Take care, everybody.
Okay. And thank you all for being here today. Whew. Man, I had to kick it into high gear just to keep up with this guy. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Mud Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.